They're pleased. They don't understand anything. So they themselves know that they're foolish. But other second quality is a bit higher. It's known as dealer's foolish. It's a bit more arrangement. You know coaches? Ordinary coach, you can go and sit and travel. But in deluxe coaches, there is some more arrangement. Maybe a toilet facility down there, washing facility down there. And they advertise it, our coaches are deluxe coaches. So these are the deluxe schools. And these deluxe schools have more arrangement. And in the more arrangement, they cover up their foolishness. They are completely gross fools. But oh, they pose as a wise person. I think you must do like this. I think you must do like this. And he himself doesn't do anything. That is the dealers. You know. And then the third quality, third category is best. You know. Super excellent fools. Super excellent fools. They don't know even that they are fools. The world knows that he is a gross fool. You know. But then they pose very wise person, preachers. You know. They preach, you should get up early in the morning. And as soon as they get the opportunity, they snore up to midday. That is super excellent. They tell everybody. To tell everybody is very easy. You should get up, you should get up, you should chant, you should chant. And himself, he doesn't know how to chant. Or he didn't try. You know? He didn't know how to complete the 16 dance. It's very difficult. This tapa is very difficult. And we want to cover up our own defects by justifying ourselves. Because we know that we are at fault. We know. And as soon as we know that we are at fault, then we try to justify it. Try to do this, try to do that, try to do that. So these things, we must come out of this. Otherwise, instead of tapa, it's very nicely said in Srimad Bhagavatam, that if you don't perform tapa, then you become reverse of it. And it is pata. Pata in Sanskrit means to fall down. You either you elevate yourself by tapa or you fall down. There is no middle stage. You cannot justify your activities that you are not performing the austerities. And even then, you are going to get supreme absolute truth. No, not a glance even. What to talk of really realizing the supreme absolute truth? Not even a glance. Because the way to go to absolute truth is tapa, is the austerities. And if you don't take that high road of austerity, then you go in the other direction, that is pata. Every second you are falling down. And as soon as you fall down, then how can you obtain? Then you cannot justify that, yes, I am pata, I am falling down, but even then I am going. No, you can't do it. You either go in the right direction or go in the opposite direction. There is no via media. There is no that, oh yes, I can enjoy, and at the same time I can do this. No. No, as soon as you sleep, you lose. As soon as you get up, you gain. That is the very clean slate. Srila Prabhupada has told us that you perform these activities, this is the process. Otherwise you cannot find out any alternative. And if you try to find out any alternative, then you are going to lose. Nobody else loses. And if we come to this point, then daily, wherever we are, you know, it doesn't matter. You may be far away from the temple or in your houses or in your own situations, but we must get up early in the morning, wherever we are. And without association, it is very difficult. Even if I am not in the association, I would like to sleep. Because this body, this lung, doesn't want to get up. It doesn't want to get up at all. This is dirty, dirty thing. What can a dirty thing get up? How can it get up? A stool can get up? A urine can get up? It's only the soul can get up. And you know that every time you get up, you open your eyes, it's the super soul who helps you to get up. Otherwise your own soul doesn't become active. In order to activate the soul, the capacity of the soul, the super soul must help you every second. And every time we sleep, we are completely in an ignorant mode of ignorance. And only if Lord is kind, then you get up. We plan for 10 years to come, you know. We think that I'll get up every day. You can't. You cannot. It's not up to you to get up. If he wishes that you should get up, he will get up. If he doesn't wish, then you in sleep, he will take you away. And that is the best death. that there is no inability, you know, we are not suffering from anything, nothing, and Lord is very kind, that in sleep we slept, and we really had eternal sleep. This is the best way of quitting this life. Otherwise, it's very difficult to leave it. It's very difficult. Because for the whole of lifetime, maybe 50, 60, 70 years, we have considered this as an important thing for us. And not only that important thing, but we have identified with it. And material identification drives you mad completely. Because then you act like a mad person. Because we think that we have this body, we act then on that one. Our whole life is situated on this wrong presumption. And it is just like a mathematical example, you know. If you are given some mathematical problem to be solved, and in the beginning you take 2 plus 2 is equal to 6, means however hard you try, because your beginning calculation is wrong, you cannot obtain the right answer. And that is what we are doing. Exactly we are doing this, 2 plus 2 is equal to 6, and we are trying very hard to solve the problem. Very hard to solve the problem. In the end, we are completely frustrated, tired, dejected, and then maybe approaching seekers for suicide or jump from the... You know, where we were driving? Was it Liège? No? Near Radhadesh? We were going from Amsterdam. And devotee told me that this town is very famous for suicide. And every town is very famous for suicide. Because we are disturbed by our own material identification. And because we are disturbed by the material identification, there is no other way but to commit suicide. There is no other way. And in Singapore particularly, you'll be surprised to know, there are so many suicides, you know. So the government has prepared a nice cliff which goes into the sea. And it's known as suicide cliff. You go and jump. There is no way that you can survive. So that everybody goes there and jumps. The government was tired, everybody was dying. So they thought that it's better to have some arrangement. They got a nice notice board there. You don't worry about your car, we'll tow it if you die. So the government gets 2,000 cars every year. This is how we are behaving like lunatic person. Otherwise, that is the best island we have come across. Neat, completely clean, very nicely managed. Material facilities are best. You can go by the train, you know. What is it called? Rope train or something. Yeah. You can travel from one corner to the other corner over the sea, and you can enjoy the sight of the sea. Then if you go to the other corner, there are nice tunnels under the ocean, and you can see all the aquatics and everybody moving at the bottom of the sea. And so many arrangements. But even then, we are completely dejected because of the material identification. And we don't think about these things. So when Krishna is merciful, he gives us the opportunity to go into him and to think from his point of view, not our point of view. And that is our mistake. We many times think from our point of view. And then he is upset. As soon as he thinks he is doing on his own account, let him do it. And then he hands over us to the illusory energy of the Lord. And illusory energy then slaps, you know, this side and this side. And we look red, the cheeks look red, you know. And people think, oh, he's very nice. He doesn't know they're slapped. They don't know that. He looks red, no doubt. But the red is not the health. It is the slapping. You get still you're alive. Boom. The material energy doesn't want us to be alive, you know. As soon as it sees that you are still alive, it will hit you again. Hit you hard. Come on, take a bad blood. Boom. Some illusory energy will keep. The best course is to get attached to the Lord. And then as soon as we get attached to the Supreme Absolute Truth, in an unflinching way, you know. What is it in Bhagavad Gita? It's very nicely said. Chetasana Negamina, with undivided attention. Chetasana Negamina, Param Purushan Param, Brahman Purushan. It doesn't come from there. It's with undivided attention, we must hear about the Lord. And in the end, we must worship the Lord with undivided attention. Vyasa Yogi Uktena Chitasana Nirvana Paramum Pushim. We'll find out the verse in the due course of the discussion. But this is the point, that unless we have undeviated attention, and with undeviated attention, if we can come to the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna or Ram or whatever it is, then we stand chance to survive in the ocean of this material existence. Otherwise, there is no existence. We daily die 1,000 times. Every day you go to the material field and death is there. Except death, there is nothing else. And that's why these people, they are frustrated, because they are completely misdirected. And as soon as somebody is misdirected, they don't have any chance of survival. Then there is only one chance of survival, that you come to Srimad Bhagavad Gita ji, you come to Srimad Bhagavatam, you come to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, you catch hold of Prabhupada's feet, and you catch hold of their representative's feet, and maybe then there is a chance that if you are sincere, you will be elevated. Or at least there is a comfort that if we don't complete in this life, then Shuchi Matam, Sri Matam Gehe, Deha Prashto Vijayate, you know, Yoga Prashto Vijayate. Yoga Prashto, that man, that living entity who is not able to complete sadhana, then Shuchi Matam, they may take birth as a human being in a very nice family, saintly family. Sri Matam Gehe, very rich family. At least you take a chance that you have some opportunity to have the human body in the next birth. So we should make a beginning. And unless we begin, it's very difficult. And unless you hear, you cannot make a big beginning. Hearing is the main thing. And when Krishna is very kind, he gives us the opportunity and the intellect to understand Krishna. Otherwise we are lost. It's very nice to see you here. And we'll read today from in the same chapter, the descent of Ganges. Before that, we'll have small present. Please repeat. Jayara. There is eggs. And we are Jarayuja. We are born from the womb of the mother. We are Jarayuja. And in Jarayuja, there is a description in Kapil Dev's chapter, you know. Kapil Dev describes to his mother. And he says that we have brothers and sisters, innumerable, born with us. From the womb of the mother. We don't know that. And those are the innumerable germs. They were with us in the womb of the mother. And they were biting you continuously. And they are also born when you are born. So you are not only you have the human brothers and sisters, but you have so many germs as brothers and sisters. We don't see even them. And eventually that matter is evaporated and then converted into other living entities again. This is multiplication of the living entities. And this is the potency of the Lord, that without His attention, His energies automatically work. And they automatically do the job, but eventually Bija Prada Pita. I am the father, seed-giving father. Whether molecule is there, or atom is there, or proton is there, He is the Bija Prada Pita. Everywhere He puts the bija. He is the seed-giving father. And that's why we may not see so many living entities, but they are all included. Otherwise, 8,400,000. Have you the idea of the number?
So you read about this, the plants, the beasts.
Yeah, beasts. Yeah.
The insects, but you don't hear about the atoms.
No, but these are there. These are already there. Yeah, and it is very clear in Kapil Dev's instruction. If you read the process of birth, you will know that how many brothers and sisters we have. Innumerable, because they are also born from the womb of the mother. And at the same time as we were born. So these are all the living entities, and they are included in this 8,000,000.
It's also said that the symptom of life is also that there is birth, that there is grown up, that there is progeny, then there is dwindling, then there is death. So how is the body at that?
They also multiply. They also get destroyed. Where there is soul and super soul, the material body is going to get destroyed. That is the nature of the material existence. And atom is also existing in the material existence. So eventually they come to the ground, they destroy. Like the sparks, you know. Sparks come out of fire. We see them. Until they are near the fire, they glow. As soon as you go out, then they lose the life and come on the ground. So every body has a destruction. Everything of material has a destruction. And if they survive, for example, if they survive for all the duration of material existence, even then at the time of annihilation they have to vanish. So destruction is there. We cannot stop this destruction.
Then, because I have to...
Yeah, it's alright.
So then the fading atom, you have the scientific atom, that would actually, there's not really the atom, because atom means you cannot anymore divide it. So then the fading atom, that means actually it's undividable. So that has no soul. Because in that like you have like the water atom or the earth, because there's some inert and inert material, earth, water, fire, air. Which then is my lower energy, because this has no real consciousness. So where is it? What he wants to know, where is the difference between the inert and the earth, with the conscious or the unconscious layers?
Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. What is the meaning of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu? He enters in every... I'm sorry, Shiva, he diffuses and he enters everywhere. Everything has a superfluid soul. Everything. And that's why he says, Matha Paratara, na anyat kinchidasti rajate. Even the material energy, which we regard as inert, it also has a life, you know, to remain as it is. The stone has life, and its characteristics of that life is to remain on the ground. Otherwise, without the life, it cannot remain on the ground. It will completely wither out. As I gave the example of these things. Anywhere you perceive the existence of the Lord, and that is Mahatma. You know, Bhuvanam Janmanam Ante Jnanvan Mam Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudhulava. Even the material bodies are the energy of the Lord. So we don't differentiate between the material body and the spiritual particle. But at the same time, we know that the material body is not, have no connection with the spiritual existence. It is there to cover you. And it is there to separate you from the Lord. And that's why we make it, we differentiate it as a separate energy of the Lord. And it has nothing to do with our own constitutional nature. And that's why the first instruction is that we know that we have a spiritual existence. Everybody has a spiritual existence. And everybody is covered with the material body, in the material manifestation. There is no jiva who is not covered with the material body. Otherwise he will not be here. That particle will not be here if he is a spiritual. So there is a material body and there is a spiritual motive for power. There is a motive power. This tape record is working. There is something there that how it is working, you know. There is an unknown motive power. Electricity is forcing it to work. And then the whole things are going on, you know. But the time comes when these different parts, they are out of order completely. And then out of repair means it's gone completely. So there is a material body, there is a motive power in the form of the unknown spiritual motive power. And there is no difference between the energies, because both the energies are Krishna's energies. This is how we see through the scriptures. Your doubts are very correct. But these things, we have one tendency to think all the things through our mind, you know. And the capacity of our mind is very limited, being material. It can never go leave the material platform and understand the spiritual intricacies. And that's why it was very difficult. And herein, the faith comes. That whatever we have, we have to take it as a faith. No doubt that there is some motive power in everything. Otherwise, this wood can continue here together. It's difficult. Without the soul and super soul, it is very difficult to continue. And that's why Kshira Dakshaya Vishnu is there. These three Vishnu forms. And that's why there is some verse in Bhagavad Gita Prabhupada refers to Vishnu Sutrini Rupani. Purushakyami Ato Viduhu. Something, you know, like that. And he concludes that if you know these three Vishnus, then Vimuchyate. Then you are completely liberated. This is the secret. It starts from Mahavishnu or Karma Dakshaya Vishnu, and then it comes to Garbhodaya Dakshaya Vishnu, then it comes to Kshira Dakshaya Vishnu. And these three Vishnus are the whole knowledge in front of us. if we can understand through the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam and with the help of other descriptions, then by the mercy of the Lord it will become clear. Till that time these doubts are bound to be there, and to the best of our ability we want to extract the answers from the scriptures. But we know that without Vasudeva nothing can exist. Without Vasudeva, without Krishna, nothing can exist. And Krishna must be there with everything which we see and which we cannot see. Unless Krishna is there, the particle can never go into the atmosphere. Never. It will be completely dead. But as these molecules we have seen, they go and they have a tendency to go upwards, you know. If you see very minutely, it's very difficult to show in these countries. But if you go to some tropical country and there is a very strict night, fine streak of sunshine coming into your house or somewhere, you will see this, there is tendency to go up. So how can they do it without there is no life? There is a life. But as we know that some consciousness is higher and some consciousness is completely lower. So whether the living entities, that is those who are coming out of our body or out of the atmosphere, they don't have higher consciousness. They cannot speak, they cannot think, they can't do anything. They are much more lower than the trees even. At least tree has the understanding. Suppose if the tree goes here, then it knows that there is a pillar. So it will just turn and then grow other side. That is at least that understanding the tree has. There are few living entities which are completely covered. But Krishna is always with everybody. And for him, everything is completely equal. And we have to know that we have to pass through these stages to come to the human existence. And when we come to the human existence, which is very rare, to come to the Lord is the most rarest thing. Then the general public cannot come because they cannot appreciate the presence of Krishna in every atom. They can't appreciate. And then we try to dissect those things, separate the spiritual existence and the atomic existence. For example, as soon as we think about the material body, we have a misconception that material body should have hands, should have eyes, should have nose. Yeah? This is all. And there is nothing like that. So how can it be the material body? And if there is no material body, how can the soul be there? How can the soul, super soul, soul be there, should be there? But all bodies have different types of senses. We can't even see them. And as I told you yesterday, that with the help of the microscope also, it becomes very difficult to see through. There are so many living entities which we cannot see with the help of the microscope also. So that does not mean that they don't have material body or they don't have any motive power. Yes, ma'am.
Maharaj, like you said, that with your, when you have like older people, they never seem to have problems because they always so Krishna with their problems. We are always learn that you cannot go with all the problems to spiritual master.
So what is your...
I want to ask if we have some problems, so you cannot bother your spiritual master, because Krishna is so far from us. So.
The thing is, as yesterday I told you, everything ends. Everything is ends in one point. Whether you go to spiritual master or to Krishna, it is same as we saw now. That spiritual master is not the ordinary living being. He is the representative of Krishna. And representative and Krishna is not different in that sense. But as I told you, that with any problem you go to spiritual master, then he will sympathetically try to guide you. It's not always that he knows everything from your life, but he will try to guide you. And many times it becomes impossible to tell few things to spiritual master even. So then Srila Prabhupada has shown us the way. That you, all those contradicting problems, you have to submit. It's a nice word he uses. You have to submit. And submit means we go, we pay obeisances, and we very nicely submit. That is how we have to ask Krishna. He knows our problems, but even then we tell him, then I am suffering. This is my problem. Now do as you wish. But at least pick me up. Talking of materials in this life. It's very nice way. And there ends our really confused state. Because with these problems we are completely confused. So if there is some spiritual master who can hear us, some sincere friend who can at least hear our problems, then it is half the way solution. Many times these living entities, they don't want anything, but they want somebody to hear. And there must be hearers. I mean to say, the hearer must not exploit your situation. Otherwise, generally, the tendency is to cheat. And because of this, our innate tendency to cheat, we are not sympathetic now to anybody. And we don't put ourselves into his or her shoes. Then we think that Madan's problems are Madan's and my problems are mine. No, but when I try to hear Madan, I must put myself into his shoes. So how I will feel in that situation? That is how we should be sympathetic to each other. But the thing is, as soon as we stop hearing, then we come to our bodily consciousness. And they think that you are you, I am mine. And immediately we try to behave like that. If you can see Krishna everywhere, then half of our difficulties will vanish. But we don't do it. We can't do it because of the bodily conception. And as soon as you identify yourself materially, then you are completely lost. And you don't know. And you go to anybody who is also materially conscious, then he also can't guide you anyway. And then you end up in a mess. More mess than what you were. It should have been better that you would not have opened your mouth. But because I opened my mouth to Madan, Madan says, that's the way. Now he is under my feet. Now I'll see how he can't lose the plan. I'll take a few times from him. And then Madan plays around. Madan plays around, he is nice, he has some 10,000 friends. That's 100,000. Let me have him. And then I'll guide him under time. But if you can help me, then I'll guide you. this whole thing goes topsy-turvy. So it's better, safest way is to come to the Lord. And please join your hands and submit. That's all. And we have to submit in the end to Him. He is the one who will mitigate everything. And the root cause of all these disturbances is our body. If you do not have this body, then we would have completely safe. But now we are already in it, so we have to suffer. That goes without saying. And suffering will always be there. Whether you go to psychiatry or whether you become mad or whatever it is. So, the same attitude is to come to Lord and surrender. We very well remember that our elders never went anywhere and completely kept quiet. Then only we were going to them and please, this is the problem. So, the only thing which we asked, they would answer. Otherwise they will keep quiet, take mala into hand and start jumping. And same thing if you follow, everything will go alright. But we can't take mala in your hand. And because you can't take mala in your hand, you are far away from Krishna. And as soon as you are far away from Krishna, then all the troubles pop up. Very nice example, somewhere I read, you know, we make pakoras, potato and cauliflower pakoras. Very nice, yes? So what happens? The first we take the grains, chana or something, chana dal or something. Then we grind it. How much, how much terrible pain is there for Dal, you know. It has been ground. But the Dal doesn't shout. Hey, hey, don't do this, don't do this. They don't rebel even. Very quietly. Tolerate, see. Then we have flour, nice flour. And then we put mirchi and salt and everything into it. As if that suffering was less. So you cut his body and put the salt on it. How much pain it is. But even then the flower doesn't shout. Hey, hey, don't put salt on me. He should be suffering, eh? And then we mix it with water. And as if that suffering was less, again we fry it in the oil. How much terrible position it is. Have you any idea? Somebody cuts our body, puts salt on it. And then eventually fries it. And then everything was ready. And he thought that now the suffering is over. No, yes. We put it in the mouth and chew it. How much suffering is this? And the pakora doesn't rebel. Hey, don't put it in my mouth. No, it completely keeps quiet. And that's why we like pakoras very much. What? Because they don't rebel. Isn't that a very nice thing? You just keep quiet. And you will be liked by everything. And liked means they will eat you, but you will be liked. So this is how our existence should be like that. You have to tolerate. And if you tolerate, you will be worshipped. Krishna tolerates everything. Krishna knows that we are rascals, we are thieves, we have come here for prasada. He knows very well. As soon as you get up, we'll have a nice breakfast. He knows, very nicely he knows. But he keeps quiet. And that's why we worship. We garland. But if he starts shouting at us, you forget, you know. Let him eat. So we won't worship him. We worship him because he's quiet. We go to him because he's quiet. So if you're quiet, we will be worshipped. If you tolerate, you will be worshipped. If you tolerate, you will be liked by everybody. You scream and you finish. This is a secret. Yeah, very good. Yes, something is coming out from
Krishna. Krishna is always laughing.
No, not laughing, smiling. There is a difference between laughing and smiling.
He's speaking to you. He doesn't say anything, but he's speaking to you.
Don't worry. I'm just trying to drag you to him. That's all. Yeah. And because he's keeping quiet, we are all attracted to him. He speaks through the scriptures. But he doesn't compel you to do that. Bhagavad Gita may be with you, but for years together you may not read. He doesn't come there with a stick, hey, come on, my instruction, come on. No, he will leave it to you. If you follow, you will be happy. If you don't follow, you will come to him again with the miseries. Hey, Krishna, this is good. And then what can he do? He has already given you. What can he do? He smiles then. What can he do? So this is how the father also. Father helps the children. Eventually children just accuse him. And even the father smiles that what a poor boy. I did for him everything. I cleaned his clothes, I fed him. I did everything and now it says that he is more powerful than me. Alright, this is let it go. And then eventually he suffers. And then it comes to the if the father is alive. By the time it becomes too late and the father is gone away. And the fellow wanders like a madman to search out the father. We unknowingly search out father and mother. The male human beings, after searching out the mothers, and the female human beings unflinchingly are attached to the father. They want to search out father. In their in-law's house also, they regard father-in-law as a father. But they will attach to the father. We get attached to the mother. And that's why we talk to you. I want to search my mother. Then where can I get that love? I can't get any love any corner. And then I talk to the lady, I talk to this lady, I talk to that lady. And then somebody will say, hey, this sannyasi is talking to the lady. But what can the sannyasi do? He wants to find out his mother. Now, this is tendency of the human beings, you know, male human beings. But we have lost our mother. And because we are lost, we want that love. Again from that any corner. And then we talk here, we talk there. Try to find out. The ladies also the same way. They want to try to find out the fatherly love. And wherever they go, they are exploited, they are cheated. You know, these things are going on. But because we are in search of these things, everything, our search ends when we try to understand Krishna. And that's why he keeps completely quiet. He allows us to go in every corner. And then when we are cheated from all the corners, afterwards, if we are lucky, then if he is merciful, he will drag you to his lotus feet. And as soon as he gives you lotus feet, then all your desires are completely satisfied. Satyam dishati arthitam, arthito nunam. We come to him arthita. We come him to ask for something. And he says, I give them to those things. I supply them their demands. But then with that swayam vidate, bhastam anichatam, swayam vidate, swayam is my own. I grant them, without their asking, my lotus feet. And as soon as I grant them the lotus feet, bhajatam, nijapada pallavam, and completely they are satisfied by worshipping my lotus feet, and all their desires are completely fulfilled. Then they don't demand anything. And that is Krishna. We go to Krishna with some motive, he fulfills that motive. But at the same time, he gives us his lotus feet. And as soon as we get his lotus feet, his mercy, we are completely satisfied. There are no demands then. Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj particularly, he wanted to be the king of the whole planet. And with that idea, he had gone to the forest. But as soon as he saw Lord, he said, what is the planet? I don't want the planet. So in the end, Lord asked, what do you want? I don't want anything. Just I want to love you, I want your bhakti. That's all. And then Lord gave him bhakti and gave him his planet also back. The same, everything is included in the Lord's benediction. That we don't know. When we enter after this, that. You know, Durvasa Muni, he had a tendency, always he would go to somebody with 10,000 disciples. So at the time of taking prasadam, once Duryodhana instigated him. Because Duryodhana wanted to take revenge on the Pandavas. And he was not able to satisfy that even the forest, in the forest, they will be at ease. So they were in the forest. And Draupadi had Akshaya Patra, you know. That patra, that vessel, will produce any amount of food before Draupadi eats. So that with that patra they were surviving. Krishna's grace, you know. And one day, Duryodhana told him, Durvasa, that you should approach Pandavas when Draupadi has finished his meal, her own meals. So Duryodhana knew that after Draupadi took the meals, that vessel did not have any capacity to produce any food. And this fellow will go with 10,000 disciples and then see how Pandavas fulfilled the desire. And if they don't do, then Durvasa was very angry. He will curse them and they will be destroyed completely. This is how Duryodhana was planning. But he didn't know, Lord has his plans. So, Durvasa went to Pandavas after Draupadi finished the meal. And he went to Yudhishthira and we're going to take prasad. Yudhishthira was Dharmaraja, you know. He said, alright, come, everything will be ready. And then as soon as he promised, then the figures got to what is happening. So he went to his wife. And I have told him, son of the Durvasa is coming with 10,000 disciples, so we have to feed him. Draupadi said, now what to do? Because I have already finished my meals. And our patra has no capacity to produce the prasadam anymore. So Draupadi said, now, chaste lady, you know, instead of going to psychiatry, she went to Krishna and prayed, you know, very sincerely, that Lord, please help me. And this is the situation, otherwise this one is very angry. And he will curse us, we will be destroyed. Anyway, Lord wanted to protect them. So Lord was preparing to take his prasadam. Rukmini had prepared so many items, you know, for Lord. And he was just on the verge of sitting to take prasadam. So he heard the screams of his devotee, Draupadi. And he said to Rukmini, just wait. I can't wait here because my devotee is remembering. Rukmini said, are you mad? With all love I have prepared so many dishes and now you want to take care of your devotee? What do you mean? You don't understand this. And Lord immediately left and came to Draupadi. And then he came, what's the problem? He said, Durvasa is coming and I have already tasted the meals. No, he said, you don't know. In your patra, there is one vegetable leaf stuck on the side. You give me that leaf. And that leaf he took and he ate. And Krishna was completely satisfied. And as soon as he ate that leaf, those 10,000 disciples in the middle of the Ganges River, they felt that they are completely fed up. You know. They are completely up to the neck, they are prasada. They decided not to come at all. This is how once the Lord is satisfied, everything is gone. All your problems are gone. But we don't have unflinching faith or sincere attitude to worship. So there is nothing wrong with the Lord, but there is everything wrong with our attitude. So please try sincerely and Lord will definitely reciprocate. Then there are no problems. These problems are very temporary. Other way also we can think that they are not going to linger on long. Every day the situations are changing. Try to invest in Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam and this will save you from all the problems instead of running around. Here and there, you may take help of the friends. You may involve sometimes friends into your problems. But don't go beyond that. Otherwise you will be cheated. If at all you are not able to tolerate, then if there is a devotee council, go to the devotee council and avoid about screaming and shouting about your problems to psychiatric or outside. There you will be cheated anywhere. It's better that we come to this point. Hare Krishna. Right, yes, ma'am. Yes.
You were saying that also this these families are very strong. I mean, they always protect the children. And nowadays, the children only grown up because there's not such education. No. They put their parents in the houses, their own people.
Yes, sir.
So, but if the parents, you are trying to become Krishna conscious, so if the parents, they are not Krishna conscious and most of the time we want to spend whatever we have in the service of Krishna, so it's a little bit difficult to maintain the parents I don't know how to...
See, I will tell you one thing. Old man and a child, they are same. So you don't really reject your child because he is passing urine and stool on your lap. You know, that doesn't mean that old man will do the same thing. But he is also like a child. He doesn't understand what is going on. Because already the body is giving way. The mind is freaking out. Then he had so many desires. He was not able to fulfill during his lifetime. And the time went away and the body is giving way, you know. So there are so many inhibitions. Even in old age, we stick to money very much, you know, thinking that who is going to take care of me? After all, I must have some riches with me. And the children wait for his death, because unless he dies, they cannot have hold of his money. These things are going on, you know. Once it so happened that there was an old man, you know, and he was on a deathbed, nearly. So before that, he just handed over everything to his children, you know, that we have this much in the bank, we have these houses, we have these, I have kept this, I have kept that. So he told everything. And then it so happened by Krishna's arrangement that he lost his speech. At the time of death, we lose our speech. We are not able to talk anymore. So he lost his speech. And when he lost his speech, he was still flying his hands like this, you know, pointing this, this. So children thought that there is something still. The old man forgot to tell us. So somehow they wanted him to speak. And so if he speaks, then maybe a few thousand friends will come out again. So they called the doctor. He said, "Doctor, you do one thing. Somebody there, this old man lost his speech. You just force him to speak and give him medicine some. So then he speaks for a few more and says." The doctor said, "Yes, there is one way, that if I inject him some medicine, then he will speak for a few moments, but then he will immediately die." He said, "No, don't worry about his death, he is going to die anyway, so let him speak." So the doctor said, I will charge you 2,000 rupees. And that was too much that time. His children were shocked that 2,000 rupees. But then younger child told that if we can contribute and spend 2,000 rupees, maybe we get 10,000 rupees. So even then we make profit, you know, 8,000. So doesn't matter, give to the doctor. So somehow or other they contributed the whole thing and gave it to the doctor. And as soon as the old man started speaking, you know, he told, why are you sitting around me here? That our calf is drinking the milk from the cow. This is how, you know, our mind is always material. You know? Even in old age, we cannot forget our money. We cannot forget our possessions. And till the last moment, we want to keep it. Because the children are not cooperative. So where are you going to go? You must have something to rest upon. And this and that and that. And in this way, old men are nearly lunatics. You know? And we can't blame them. Because it is their condition. The whole body has become completely invalid. They don't have the capacity to stand up. They don't get enough prasadam. Nobody hears them. Nobody takes care of them. So they hold to some things. They just behave like a mad person. Because they don't want to leave the body. And the time is up. Now the body is going to go. So these things are very peculiar regarding the old age. And ladies also suffer. Ladies have their own problems, physical problems. Even male human beings have their own problems. And then we suffer so much in old age that we become a burden on the rest of the family. And we suffer and we cause the suffering to the rest of the families also. So that's why in old age it's far more better and desirable to get attached to Krishna and keep quiet. Completely shut your mouth. Because there is always cultural lag in the generations. If I think, I will be thinking about my times, you know, 1925. And the younger generation is 1990. So my grandchild will start, he said, grandfather, you are a lunatic. What are you talking? I don't understand. Because he can't understand what I am talking. I know how hard labor I have done to earn a penny. Whereas my grandchild has everything. So he doesn't know what the labor is. He comes and speaks on the television, goes and rings his friend and spends money like anything. And if I tell him not to do it, Dada, you just keep quiet. I know what I am doing. What? He is spending my money and he tells me to keep quiet. And the whole man speaks up. What is it? You shut up, you shut up, you shut up. You. And the grandchild and the Buddha, they both are fighting. And both are correct. So Dada knows how he has collected the pennies and he knows that how to spend. He said, this old man is traveling. And then eventually he takes the whole bag and goes away. And the old man says, what are you doing? What are you doing? Rubbing his hands. This is how. There is always trouble. But we have to understand. We have to tolerate and try to serve as far as possible. If they become intolerable, then have some engage some servants if you can. Otherwise, God give them an intellect to come to Krishna. And allow us family to at least when we become old, we should be careful about these things. We are also going to become old. So whatever difficulty we are facing in maintaining the old people or looking after them, we should not allow ourselves to be family. Best way is Prabhupada's communities, you know. These places should be full with the old people. But unfortunately there is nobody here. You know, all young people are standing here. So Prabhupada wanted, you know. There should be one of the ashram and there should be some ashram and they should be very nicely dedicated. You know? Very nice. Here, one old man was coming to our temple in Soho Street and he was blind, you know, completely blind. And he was traveling in tube with the help of that stick. You know? And he used to come about 10 o'clock in the morning and I was sitting always in the temple room reading the scriptures and it. And so he wanted to talk to me but there was nobody talking to him. So I was his greatest friend. So in order to talk to me, he will come all the way. And he said, no, now I am satisfied. I have seen him. If I am not there someday, he will inquire in the whole temple where I have gone. You know? And till he finds me out, till I go to him, talk to him, he will not be satisfied. This is how. They are very satisfied if somebody talks to him. But now we don't have time. And the children have to run to the school. The adults have to go to their work. They don't have time. They are in their own different circles of bodies, and there is nobody to talk to. Whereas the old persons, they want to sing the glories, that how he was a child, and how he took the education, and how he came to England, and how he served, and how he earned money, and how he wanted to make the whole family very happy, and this and that and that and that, you know. Every person has his own history. So he wants to sing the glories, and there will be somebody to hear it, but there is nobody to hear it. So he becomes a problem. And then eventually, he tries to find out where he will be glorified. Somebody will be attracted to him. And we went to one old home. There was a Tom, you know. Not our Tom. But he used to sit on the toilet seat. So we were there 2 hours, and that fellow was sitting on a toilet seat, keeping the doors open completely. So I told him, why don't you bring them, man? He said, if we bring him here, he will again go and sit. Because if he sits there, then everybody looks at you. Hey Tom, it's not the place to sit. Come, come. He wanted to talk with somebody. Nobody was talking to him. So he was sitting on the toilet seat. So everybody goes, hey, don't sit there. Come, come. And he was enjoying the talk. Hey, come, I like it. Now it was nothing to sit on the toilet. But he wanted to talk. So how to talk? Then unless he has some space, hey, hey Tom, come out, come out. No, I don't want. This was enjoyment. He could have been outside on the table. Nobody would have talked to him. So he was finding out that this is how, and it appears to be lunacy. But for him it is very nice, enjoyment. He says, hey, everybody is talking to me. And he didn't, no, I don't want to come in. All right. It's nothing to do with the toilet or anything. But the basic thing is, we want to talk to somebody. And these psychiatrists also, they don't do anything. But they may hear you. That's all. Yes, you are really in trouble. Yes, you are really in trouble. That's all. They don't have any solution. But we want to hear that, yes, you are really, really in trouble. That's all. We hear that and pay 1,000 francs to him. Go away. Why? Because they told, yes, you are really in trouble. That is not a cure. But we wanted to talk. We want to talk to somebody. There is no four walls to talk to. So we want to go to the psychiatrist to talk to. And he hears and come to my peace. So this is how we are completely misdirected. Instead, we should open our inner heart and we should talk to our heart. Atman, that verse is very nice in Bhagavad Gita. Yastu Atman Rati Eva. Syad Atma Truptasya Manava, Atmani Iva Santushtaha, Tasya Karyam Navidyate. There are three categories, you know. Yastu Atma Rati Iva, those who are attracted to their own self. Rati means attract. They are attracted to their own self. Then Atma Truptasya Iva, those who are completely satiated in their own self. And Atmani Iva Santushtaha, and completely satisfied with their own system. We should be very, very much favorable to our own system. And then, you don't have trouble at all. You are completely safe. Because you are not going out, you are not moving out, you are not shouting, screaming or doing anything. Just keep quiet, be satisfied with yourself. Whatever is going to happen, is going to happen. Nothing we can control. Lord is in the control. He is the controller, that's why He is Ishwar. He is Parmeshwar. If we have this unflinching faith, then we are completely satisfied in our heart that whatever He does is good for us. He sends us troubles, He makes us comfortable, doesn't matter whatever He does, He's good, and I am completely satisfied. No reciprocation of any sort. Then somebody may fight with us, he may scream, shout, we keep quiet, that's all. Then how can one man fight? In order to clap, you require two hands. One hand can't clap, how are we? Sometimes we try, some noise comes, but nothing, you know. Nothing, you know. One, but when two hands are there, they scream and shout. This is how out of two hands, one must keep quiet, and then the other one goes on. And how long it can go on? It cannot. We were staying in Ethiopia, you know, and then our neighbors, you know, they were not going along, husband and wife and children, you know, and shouting, screaming, daily. We tolerated it for 6 months, but then it was very bad for children, you know. They were looking and enjoying. And they said, now it is a fighting time, keep quiet. So they were screaming through the windows, they will hear everything. So after 6 months, I went to them and I said, please excuse me, But I have come to you uninvited. Yeah, you don't seem to wait along. Yeah, yes, we are in trouble. She shouts and I told her, don't stop your fighting. Because you cannot get along together. So you please fight. Yes, we have to continue. She said, I can't get it. But do one thing, I told. Then when you fight, you just keep quiet. That's a good idea. So then even then they continued fighting, you know, but they obeyed me, they were not speaking. And she will also took a blessing. We were looking for them to meet it. And this went on for 1 month. And eventually the fight subsided because this crash was not coming out. So they thought this useless better keep quiet. So, you don't stop fighting, but at least control your tongue. And if you will control your tongue, sooner or later the whole thing will go away. Because when we are angry or ready fighting, we don't know what crash is coming out of our mouth. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.